Okay, we are starting on Chaf Hey Amud Beis. We are starting a new parak. We're starting with the Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Hey Amud Beis. So this Mishnah is going to be talking about the what? Last parak. It's going to be talking about the concept of Mala Mekodesh Ve'lo Moridin, that we go up in holiness and we don't go down. So the Mishnah is going to be talking about different things that you sell, different things that have Kiddush in them, that they have holiness in them, and you want to sell them, so you only can go up buying something that's more holy than it. You can't go down. So the Mishnah starts. If you have the people of the city that sold the town, they sold the streets of the city, so then you could buy with that a shul. If you sold a shul, you could buy the aron that you would keep the Torah in. If you sold the aron, then you would buy the cloth, the wrappings that they would put around the Sefer Torah. If they would sell the wrappings, turning to chavavam at aleph, then Yiklusram, then they will buy Svarim, which Rashi says is Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Okay, so that's what it's referring to. Svarim, if let's say you sold Nevi'im and Ksuvim, Lokin Torah, then you would buy Sefer Torah. So again, the concept is that every time you're going up and up in value, in holiness, you don't go down. Now going the other way, Avol Imachru Torah, let's say they sold the Torah, Lo Yiklusram, then you can't go buy with that Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Svarim, if you buy Nevi'im and Ksuvim, Lo Yiklum Mitpachos, you're not able to sell the wrappings that go around the Sefer Torah. Mitpachos, if you sold the wrappings, Lo Yiklu Teva, you're not able to buy the Aron. Teva, if you sold the Aron, Lo Yiklu Beis HaKnesset, you can't buy the Shul. Beis HaKnesset, if you sold the Shul, Lo Yiklu Zarach Arachov, you can't buy the street with it. V'chem Moshe Sehen, and also the law, the halacha is that with anything you have left over, let's say you sold the Sefer Torah and it cost $50,000, and you sold the streets and you wanted to buy a Beis HaKnesset. So you sold it for $50,000, it cost you $40,000 to buy the streets around there. So you have an extra $10,000 left over. So you might think, well, I already purchased the next thing up, that, you know, something else that's more holy, the rest of the money now I could just use for whatever I want. So the Mishnah is saying that even the leftovers, you have to use it only for something that's, you have to invest all the proceeds into something else. Okay? Well, first of all, I am far from a rav to paskin anything, but why? What's the problem?
How are you not supposed to
knock down a shul? That's what Gemara's going to talk about that.
Oh, okay.
And actually, I was thinking about that when they did, and we can call in Rabbi Silber for a consult. So the Mishnah, so the Gemara says, let's say the people of the city that sold the streets of the city, so they can buy a shul with it, and again, going up in holiness. That's only the halacha of Rabbi Nachum Bar Yossi Stam. But that the streets don't have any holiness to them at all. Okay, so Rabbi Nachum Bar Yossi in my time, what's the reason Rabbi Nachum Bar Yossi says that you could, that they do have some sort of holiness that's associated with them? So my answer is, Hova ha'am is falling, but Taniyos v'amados, since the people davening there on a fast day, when we learn the Mishnayos and Gemara and Tainus, it talks about how they would go into the streets for the procedures that they would do when there was a drought. So they would have fast days and they would daven in the streets of the city. So since they have holiness on that day that they're davening there, so that gives a kedusha. Rabbanan, so why do the Rabbanan say that there's no holiness? The answer, hu akroi ba'ama, that's like you're there on a regular, you're not there on a regular basis. Once in a while you daven there. You go to Giant Stadium for the Siyum HaShas, I don't think anyone's going to say that Giant Stadium has holiness associated with it. I'm sorry, you a Giants fan? Oh, okay. So some people say yes. Maybe Jimmy Hoffa would argue, but if you're just using a place like once in a while to do something, that does not give it holiness. The next part of the Mishnah said, Beis HaKnesset, Slokhan Teva, that if you sell a shul, you sell a Beis HaKnesset, and you're able to buy a Teva, which is the Aron. Amrav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amrav Yonasan. Lo Shanu El Beis HaKnesset Shal Kfarim, that's only talking about, because you have two types of shuls. You have the shul that belongs to village, and you have a shul that belongs to the big city. So when we say that you're able to buy, it's only talking about that you sold a shul that belonged to a village. Avo Beis HaKnesset Shal Krachim, but if you have a shul that belonged to a city, Kivan De Ma'alma Asulei Lo Matzim Mizabnilei, since people come from outside, you're not able to sell it. There's two different explanations what it means they come from the outside. Either it means because people from outside use it also, so therefore it's not just yours to be able to sell it. Or other people say it's because the people from outside actually contributed money to it, so it's not just yours to be able to sell. But either way, since people are coming from outside, you are not able to sell a big city shul, you're only able to sell a small village shul. Rav Ashi, Hi Beit Knishta the Masa Mechasya, that the Beis Knesset was in Mechasya. Afa Gav the Ma'ama Asula, even though people are coming from all around outside the city in order to use that shul, Kivan da Daita Didi Kasu, since they're only coming because of me, because they want to learn my shiurim, they want to come to hear me give shiur, Ibe Inim is not really if I want to be able to sell it. So meaning, he really has ownership in this shul because the people are coming just to be able to hear him give shiur. So it really gives him the ownership in the shul that he could sell if he wants to. What?
That could be the answer.
Why? Well, first of all, you're asking why we knocked down the shul. The Gemara is going to talk about how you can knock down a shul. I don't know if it's today or tomorrow. You have to. I think it's tomorrow. You have to have another shul already built in its place. So we already had the other shul built here before they started knocking that one down. So that's the easy answer of how you're able to do it. But okay. So Gemara says, "Meisvei, meisvei beis haKnesset shul." Tursiim, Shahi Yerushalayim. There was a story with it was in Yerushalayim, and it was a city of blacksmiths that had a shul. Shemachruha Rabbi Yezer, that they sold it to Rabbi Yezer. Va'asaba called Trachim, and he did whatever he wanted with it. Va'ivahahasam to Trachim Hava, but over there it belonged to a big city. Yerushalayim is a big city, so how was he able to sell it to Rabbi Yezer that he should be able to do it? He should have been able to buy the shul of the big city. My answer is it's not a problem. That even though normally you can't sell a shul in a big city, but ahik beknishta zuti hava. That was like a small little shtiebel. It was something that was, it wasn't like the main shul of the city. It was a small shtiebel. The inu avdua, and they were the ones, the blacksmiths were the ones who like made their own shul together. So they had the right to sell the shul if they wanted to. Meitzvei, we learned in the Braisa, the base eres hachuzaskam, it says when it's talking about, this pasuk is talking about the halacha of Mitzora. The halacha of the Mitzora is that you cannot, that tzaras does not fall, if tzaras could fall on a house, you could have a situation where there's a tzaras, an affliction that's going to fall on a house, but it does not happen in a public, public building. So it says, the base eres hachuzaskam, in the house of the land of your inheritance. Achuzasta mitma binagayim, that only your inheritance, your house, is able to become something that's going to get saras. The en Yerushalayim mitma binagayim, but Yerushalayim, a house in Yerushalayim is not able to get saras. Now Gemara is going to discuss this concept of, is Yerushalayim like a pub owned by everybody, or was it divided up amongst the Shvatim? So, So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ani lo shemati al makom mikdash bavad. I only heard not that Yerushalayim is not able to get saras. Yerushalayim could get saras, but the Beis Hamikdash, the makom Hamikdash, that's not going to be able to get saras because that belongs to everybody. But what do we see from there? What we do see from there that the other areas of Yerushalayim, the batik nesios, which we just said are not, you are able to make them. They are able to become tame, which would indicate that you are able to sell them because they have private ownership and they're not owned by the public. So Gemara says, "Amai hadikrachen have it belong to the big city? How are you able to do that?" So Gemara answers, "Ema am Rabbi Yehuda, ani lo shemati el makom mekudash bovad." Not the mikdash. It means that I only said the only time that I heard that a holy place is unable to become. So really, that would include the shuls also. That's still considered to be public, and you're not able to sell it. Next thing, v'maikam iflagit. So what are they arguing about over here? So Tanakama saw, the Tanakama says that they're not that the houses in Yerushalayim are not able to become tameh. They hold lo nischalk Yerushalayim l'shvatim, that Yerushalayim was not divided out amongst all of the shvatim, and rather it belongs to everybody. Everybody has a right to a portion in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yehuda saw, and Rabbi Yehuda holds nischalk Yerushalayim l'shvatim, the Yerushalayim was divided up amongst the shvatim, so therefore they are able to become, they're able to get this tumas tzaras because they're owned privately, because it's owned by a shevet, which means it's owned by people, not that it's owned by the public. We plucked the Tanai tonight, and it's similar to this other machlokas that we have with other Tanai. Why? The Tani, we learned in a Braisa. Mahaya Bechako Shehuda. What was it that, what was, again, Yerushalayim was actually, we're going to see, was given to Yehuda and Binyamin. So what was in Yehuda's portion of Yerushalayim? Harabayis, the place where the Beis HaMikdash was. Halishkos, the place where the chambers were. Vahazaros, the place where the courtyards were. Mahaya Bechako Shebinyamin. What did Binyamin have? Ulam, he had the antechamber. Vahechal. And the Heichal, Ubeis Kodesh Kedashim, and the Kodesh Kedashim belonged to, even though the Beis HaMikdash was Yehuda's, but the Kodesh Kedashim, that belonged to Binyamin. There was a little small strip of land that went out from Yehuda's territory. It came into the portion of Binyamin. And that's where the Mizbeach was built. And every day, Binyamin, they call him Binyamin HaTzadik because they say that Binyamin was one of the four people in the world that died that he never committed a sin. So they call him a tzaddik. So Binyamin the tzaddik was crying over the fact that he had this, he wanted to be able to take this little strip that Yehuda had, he wanted to be able, where the Mizbeach was, he wanted to be able to absorb that into his territory. Shenemar, chofef olav kol yom, that he was crying over it every single day. So therefore, because Binyamin was so broken over not having this area, he was the one that was zocha to then become the host to the Shechina, that the Kodesh HaKadoshim was in Binyamin's territory. So we see that we're talking now that Yerushalayim was split up. It's a question: was it Yehuda? Was it Binyamin? But we see that it was split up among Shvatim and it did not belong to people. But high Tana Savra, so this Tana holds Lo Nischalak Yerushalayim Shvatim. The Yerushalayim was not divided up amongst the Shvatim. The Tanya A Maskirim Batim Yerushalayim, that when people will be Ola Regel, so you are not able to rent out your house to people. Let's say someone's coming up from wherever, Ramat Beit Shemesh, okay? And he wants to come to Yerushalayim to be Ola Regel. So he knocks on the door of some Yerushalayim and he says, I'd like to stay. And the guy says, fine, it's $500 a night. It doesn't go that way. You have, if someone who lived in a house, someone who quote unquote owned a house in Yerushalayim, had to let people into his house because he didn't really own the house. So, Mipnesha Einat Shalahem, because the house really does not belong to them. So we see because Yerushalayim was not given to Shvatim. It was a Yerushalayim is a public territory. How do people get houses? I don't know how they got houses. They were living there, but it wasn't really theirs. Shebelezer, Tzadok Omer, Aflomitos, not only not able to rent out a house to people, you can't even give them like a house, like a bed to be able, for them to be able to rent a bed from you to stay in one of the rooms in your house because it belongs to them as much as it belongs to you, the homeowner. Lefichach, so therefore, Oros Kedoshim Bali Shpizin, no to no Tzam Bizroah, that the Oros, the skins, when people would bring karbanos, they were entitled to keep the hides, they were able to keep for themselves. So therefore, the owners of the houses would take these hides as payment because they weren't getting any actual money from it. So like they would kind of take the hides to make up for the fact that they weren't getting any money. They couldn't collect money from them, so they would take the hides.
Are they charged for food?
What?
I
would imagine that they could charge for food because food is not, food is metallic.
That's
so.
Room,
yeah, well, yeah, basically. Just as an aside, Orach Arla Mishpak Inosh Gufla Umash Rabu Shpizia. That it's nice. It's polite that when you're staying at someone's house, you should leave over something either like the when they would travel, they would have jugs of water or something that they would carry with them. You should leave something behind for the homeowner. It's like a show of appreciation that they were staying there. You know what? So actually, we're going to, because the next one is going to get us something else. So we're going to stop here. That's it for tonight. Okay.